You just got to take that consistency and up it just a little bit.
You got to be careful and be patient with everything that you've got going on.
I'm Mark Darrow, and this is PRN's Garage Pass.
From pads and rotors to shocks and struts, coming to a full stop should never mean your business does too. At NAPA, we are the pros that know brakes and suspension better than anyone. So when others are grinding their gears, our premium parts and exceptional service deliver results. Whether you're operating a local shop or managing a national fleet, NAPA has exactly what you need, when and where you need it. Get the brake and suspension parts you're looking for right now at NAPA.
What's not to like as to how the year has begun for William Byron? He wins the Daytona 500 again, then with a runner-up at COTA and an average finish of 10.6, has been number one in the driver points after the last five races.
I think last year we were kind of wildly inconsistent getting going, and we just had a couple things go our way where we won a race because we're, you know, basically had a good run to end the race or something went our way, but I don't think we're near as consistent as we have been this year and really to end last year. So yeah, we just got to take that consistency and up it just a little bit.
In coming home 11th at Martinsville, Ryan Blaney was finally running at the finish after three straight DNFs. Seven races in, he doesn't believe, however, we've reached that part of the year where the playoff pretenders and contenders are clearly defined.
I think you can get a really good feed on it, you know, after Bristol, like going into the Easter break, because you get through a lot of tracks in that span of time, a lot of different variations of racetracks and things like that. So I'd say give it a few more weeks.
I don't know about you, but I like the idea. The top guy in NASCAR is now going to be known as Commissioner Steve Phelps. Has a major league feel to it, like baseball and the NFL. And Goodyear has wrapped up a one-day tire test at Michigan with Chris Buescher, Ty Gibbs, and Daniel Suarez.
It's not about the cars, the speed, the action. It's not about the party or the long weekend. It's about them. The ones that gave everything. This Memorial Day weekend, we honor the fallen at America's Home for Racing.
The 66th running of the Coca-Cola 600.
With three top tens in the opening seven races and sitting 17th in the driver standings, Kyle Busch had hoped for a stronger start to the season, but also explains.
You know, you don't want to start hot and then have NASCAR looking over you with a microscope. So, you know, you've got to be careful and be patient with everything that you've got going on. But, you know, that sometimes can be a defining factor as well, too, to your season and how you play it out.
PRN's Garage Pass. Not narrow-minded, garrow-minded.